In Delaware, Governor Carney's administration has been working for the past year to institute a model anti-discrimination policy for public schools. One proposed provision, however, has generated controversy and opposition. It would allow transgender students to use a different name at school without notifying their parents. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that Delaware's Secretary of Education has now removed that provision.
At the start of a weekend when many schools are holding commencement exercises, the Office of Delaware Schools Chief Susan Bunting announced the major change she made to so-called Regulation 225. Bunting has decreed that if transgender students want to change their name for school, administrators would be required to first notify the kids' parents and get their permission. Andrea Rashbaum, the mother of a transgender student, a member of the panel Bunting appointed to draft the policy, says vulnerable children now won't get needed protection from parents who are not supportive.
They've created a policy now that in the end does not protect children. And the idea behind the policy was that it was to protect children. And it was to help children who may not have help in other ways. They may not have a social network. They may be being bullied at school. And they may not have parents. Support.
Bunting was on vacation today and unavailable for further comment, but State Representative Rich Collins, a Sussex County Republican, fought the proposed provision. He says it would have illegally elevated students' rights over parents' rights.
I'm cautiously optimistic that they have restored parental rights in Education Regulation 225. Assuming that it is exactly as they said, then certainly it is a good thing that parents have been informed.
The public will get a month to comment again on the newly revised policy, but Rashbaum doubts Bunting will reverse course unless the state is inundated by a, quote, landslide of opposition to the change. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.